we're going to do an interesting segment, and we're going to do Would You Rather. So we've got some Would You Rather questions that we just want so we can get to know, people know who you are, but kind of a little bit more behind the scenes, some crazy Would You Rather questions. So,
they don't have anything to do with hunting, I don't think.
Yeah, they have nothing to do with hunting. It's random. Would you?
Okay, sweet.
Would you rather be forced to sing along or dance to every single song you hear?
Oh, definitely dance.
I don't.
My singing, like while I enjoy doing it, you know, alone in the car or something, you know, is I feel comfortable, but it's kind of sing along with everyone.
Yeah, most of people singing is probably good for themselves, but not
for others.
yeah, that's very true, very true.
Would you rather be 11 feet tall or 9 inches tall?
9 inches, man. For sure.
What would you do at 9 inches tall?
I thought I would just, like, stalk squirrels and rabbits.
That'd be hilarious.
I can kind of picture it, just like really short, running through the woods.
Yeah,
like,
the grass.
Yeah, in the grass.
Oh, yeah. Just like taking small game to big game level.
That's the shirt, taking small game to a big game level.
Would you rather have a pause button or a rewind button in life?
Ooh. Dang, that's a pretty insane question.
That's a deep one. That one can get...
watching film if you did the rewind button. Like you could kind of watch film, learn from it, like you said, if you tried something new or corrected a mistake. So that is kind of a tough one. Would you rather get a paper cut every time you turned a page or bite your tongue every time you eat? These are some doozies.
I think paper cut, I actually just bit my lip yesterday and kind of pissing me off.
Yeah, I would agree. Biting your tongue or your like cheek is terrible.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
And
I'm
can
in with the paper cut. I can battle through that.
Yeah, I can just not read very much and be good, but I have to eat, so.
Yeah, there you go. Just read stuff online.
Yeah, there you go. Solve that problem.
Would you rather be the absolute best at something nobody cares about or be average at something well-respected?
Absolute best that no one cares about.
That's what I would say, too. Because it's still cool.
I think it's like... Yeah, and I think it's just cool to be, like, dedicated. I'm into anyone that is into anything. You know, it's like if you're really into playing music and you've dedicated your life to, you know, being as good as you can be, I think that's really cool. I'm not saying, I guess I don't even necessarily think of it being like somebody being the best as much as I just think dedication to something is a cool thing. And I always used to like to say when I was playing football and baseball and stuff, it's like, why not try to be as good as I can be? You know, I'm not necessarily going to be the best, but why not just be as good as I can be? And I think kind of the same thing with hunting or whatever, anything that anyone's interested in, anything anybody's interested in. I mean, it could be like music, or it could be art, or it could be podcasting, it could be making videos or whatever, it could be anything. It's just, I think it's cool when people are really committed to something, so even if it's something that nobody cares about, it's still cool.
Just like, even if it was like something crazy, like juggling bowling balls or something, like it'd still be cool that you were the absolute best at doing it, even if it was weird.
Yep, exactly. I agree.
If you were stuck in a food and had to eat your way out, what food would it be?
A jar of peanut butter.
Oh, I should have known.
I should have known. Yeah. Would you rather have a third nipple or an extra toe?
Ooh. I think both would be hilarious.
At parties?
Yeah.
I feel like a third or an ex in that way is not a third bill. I think a third nipple would be hilarious just because you could, like, I mean, it'd be a pretty cool party trick. And then an extra toe, kind of the same thing, but, you know, maybe, I guess probably an extra toe, but I do think a third nipple would be pretty hilarious.
I really hope there's somebody in the room with you listening to this one-sided conversation.
it's funny because Whitney just laughed, or she would, totally be wondering what the hell.
Would you rather have to wear every shirt inside out or every pair of pants backward?
Every shirt inside out. That's something that I do on occasion. Anyway, so not really too big of a deal.
Would you rather you're the only one to be able to talk to your dog, or your dog is only able to talk to you, so everyone thinks you're nuts? Like when you say, you know, my dog's talking to me, but he can't talk to anybody else.
I think I would want my dog to talk to me just because I think I could hide it to where, like, I'm like, hey, yo, dude, I'm not talking to you while everybody's around here. So, because everybody's going to think I'm a weirdo. And then I would be hopeful then that my dog would be like, yo, dude, that's a good idea.
Keeping my mouth shut.
So we're like, going home or something.
Yeah. That's incredible. You'll like this one. Would you rather have a mullet for a year or be bald for 6 months?
Oh, man. You know, it's actually a tough question because I do think I would love to have a mullet for a year and I would rock that, but I'm also curious of, like, what bald would be like, just because a mullet would be that much different than what I have. It just kind of takes them off the front.
Yeah,
but bald would be interesting just because that's not my situation. But, I mean, I think I would rather rock a mullet. I feel like it's something I could pull off a little more than the bald. So I'll go with the mullet, but that doesn't mean that I'm not curious about what bald would be like.
Didn't you send a Snapchat not too long ago with a filter of you bald?
Yeah.
I think that was incredible. That's
weird.
Yeah.
Very weird.
Would you rather listen to your least favorite song on loop for a year or never listen to any music at all for a year?
I think I just have to go with no music, but that's rough, man. Like, that's a tough one for me because I'm a big music guy. Yes, I love listening to music, so I would struggle with it for sure, but I think even if it was my favorite song, listening to it on loop for an entire year, I would literally lose my mind. You know, it's just like too much of the same. It's like I get sick of listening to what I'm listening to. You know, like if I'm listening to 20 songs too much, I'm like, okay, time for something else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, even if it was my favorite, I'd have a hard time with it.
Here's another kind of deep one. Would you rather save your best friend's life if it meant five strangers would die, or save five strangers if it meant sacrificing your best friend?
Jesus. Throwing somebody under the bus.
Man, that's a tough one.
Let's put Jake as the person, just for
hilarity.
Hilarity, yeah.
That probably makes it easier to save Jake.
Dang, I mean...
Would Jake understand?
Yeah, would Jake understand? You're like, hey, buddy, you gotta go.
I think Jake would actually, yeah, I think Jake could actually, you know, Jake would be like, all right, whatever, man. Man, I don't know. I don't really even know. That's like one of the hardest.
Either way, that's a problem.
Yeah, I think what would end up happening is like, in the moment, if I had to make that decision, like right now, it's just like I'll probably go with, you know, saving Jake. But at the same time, it's like I don't think that that's the right answer either. You know?
Yeah, either one. Yeah, there's problems with either one. That's definitely like a philosophical question there.
Yeah, need some time on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think gut instinct would just be to save Jake, but again, I don't actually know that that's the right answer, because at the end of the day, more lives would be affected if it meant sacrificing the five strangers, so, you know, I guess.
You better have a...
That's a harsh question, y'all just put me on the spot.
So you better have a funny one next, because we don't want to end it on that one.
Would you rather get drunk off of one sip of alcohol every time you drink, or never get drunk no matter how much booze you drink?
I think I'd rather just, get drunk off the one sip, because if you did too much, I mean, there's a lot of other factors. Like, I could drink, like, infinite amount of beer, for example. That's a lot of calories that I put on, so... I'd rather just have the one sip and just call it a night. Coast off that.
He's thinking health reasons there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking that's a heck of a lot of calories to just be down and just for no drunk. So one sip.
If you could be any character from a TV show or movie, who would it be?
I feel like for a good chunk of my life, on and off, every time I watch a Star Wars movie, I'm just like, man, just like being a Jedi would be pretty sweet. So that's what I'd probably say. I'd say, like, who's the coolest Jedi?
I don't know Star Wars at all, so it's all you.
Oh, yeah. Well, man, I've always thought, I mean, Yoda, like, he lives for forever, and I think, and he's just like the slickest with a lightsaber ever, so I'm gonna go with, I would just be Yoda.
With long hair.
Yoda with long hair.
Yeah, right. Yoda with long hair.
Would you rather have a permanent unibrow or no eyebrows?
Permanent unibrow, absolutely.
I think I'd go with that too, because not having any eyebrows would just look
is weird.
Oh, yeah, it's super strange, and, you know, a unibrow, I think, can, like, not look that bad. They vary, but...
Would you, there's another deep one. Would you rather know when you're going to die or how you're going to die?
I think I'd rather know, I think when, and the reason... with that would be that I just feel like you could really hone in, like, your schedule, you know, get everything done the way, you know, how you want. I even think to a certain degree, if you knew when, you would kind of be able to make a decision as to, like, how.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
What I mean? Like, you'd be like, if it was like, well, you got like 8 more years, you'd be like, well, it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not going to be a pleasant thing. But if it was going to be older, you know, you would be pretty incredible motivation to know how much time you had exactly.
Yeah, I'd go with win too, because I feel like if you knew how, like if it was like you're going to die by a barbed wire fence, you'd always be like nervous every time you got around the barbed wire fence. So.
yeah, that would kind of make life miserable, really. So, yeah, I'm more into knowing when. And yeah, the other thing is I think, I guess just to add to that, I do find it interesting that, like, you know, even I'm even saying it, but I was actually just thinking about this, like, today. It's just, you know, you kind of really have to do your best in life, in my opinion, to pretend like there's not that much time left. And if you do that, then you keep yourself busy, and you really, I think, in my opinion, if you keep yourself busy and moving around and, you know, trying to achieve your goals, you just are have, you know, you get more out of life in general. So, you know, if you knew, it would make that even more, I think it would make you even more busy. It would make you even more motivated. It's kind of weird how we live our life like that, where, like, you have to actually think to yourself, like, hey, this is the only time that I'm going to get this day, so better take advantage of it. But if you knew that you were going to die in, you know, whatever amount of time, you'd be thinking about it way more, but because we don't know, we don't think about it, and we kind of just take it for granted. So I think that's just kind of like an interesting thing that I was thinking about today, actually.
we have another one related to death, so that's our theme, I guess. who is the one celebrity you would want at your funeral? So, for our last question, would you rather have to fight 100 pigeon-sized zebras or one zebra-sized pigeon? Quite the pigeon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, is this hand fight, or did I get any type of tools, or am I just kind of playing the, arena? Like, if I find a rock, can I use that?
Yeah, I'd say play the arena. But what, you know, if you're walking down an alley, then all of a sudden there's a pigeon-sized zebra,
and you want to use a trash can or something? Yes.
So yeah, really
team. That seems overwhelming. That seems like a crowd that I can't take on. I got one target. Maybe I could find a weakness. It's kind of like finding the boss in like a video game or something, where you're like, you reach that final level and it's like, okay, here's the boss and he's got a weakness that you got to figure it out. I think you might be able to do that with a zebra-sized pigeon more than having a bunch of. Like 100 of anything on you, really.
Yeah. I bet you didn't think you were going to get asked that question today.
No, I didn't, but I also didn't think I was going to get asked about a third nipple. All
right.
Only here.
That's where we'll end it. Thanks for taking some time, Zach, to talk hunting and some very weird questions. But I think it's good. We had a good time and got to know you more and got to know some hunting. So thanks for taking our time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It was definitely a fun experience, and I think that it's like a cool way of doing things. So I appreciate you letting me chat with you guys. It was a lot of fun.